Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. Yes, guess who? Yes, this is the old Rough Rider with our 393rd Rough Rider Radio podcast today, entitled All Over But the Shouting. Smoking Joe. Let's begin. This coming Tuesday, March the 17th, St. Paddy's Day, we've got a primary, and one of the candidates, the most likely next president of the United States, POTUS number 46, is himself Irish. Yes, that's right, Joe Biden. How fitting. Clinching this Democratic primary on and being Irish himself, Joe Robinette Biden. And this primary should pretty much seal the deal for Smoking Joe and drive the last nail into Bernie Sanders' coffin. Illinois, Ohio, and Florida are up for grabs on Tuesday, and frankly, none of them at this juncture appear Bernie Sanders territory. Joe ought to take two out of three easily, and we're going to say all three. I can't see Sanders winning any of these states. By the way, Biden was holding on to a slim lead in Washington State, the primary from last Tuesday, and with 70% of the votes counted this week, he had almost a 32.9 to 32.7 lead over Sanders. In any event, it's a draw. Either way you slice it or dice it. So Sanders' only hope was California and Washington, and in California, Biden only lost to Sanders by something like 34% to 25%. Otherwise, the burn is pretty much locked out anywhere else in the country, except perhaps states like North Dakota. Yeehaw! So, my Liebchens, let's all put on our thinking caps. Smoking Joe is going to win this dang damn thing. Yes, the Democratic nomination. The convention itself is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I believe in July of this year. And the only way Biden doesn't is if, for some reason, the good Lord reaches down and rips Joe a new asshole. So that being said, Bernieites, here's the real fucking raw deal. The suburbs all across the country are loaded with white, moderate, younger middle-aged families, 35 to 55, both Democratic and Republican, and especially the women who are all predisposed to going for Smoking Joe full tilt boogie. They want a familiar face, calming presence, someone that they know will not upset the apple cart and get shit done. I put it to you, aside from Bernie's big support among voters under the age of 30 who have not turned out in any way, shape, or form this year, this primary season, the way Sanders was hoping for, how the hell is Sanders going to turn this thing around? Well, the short and long answer is he ain't. That's right, he ain't. This is Smoking Joe's to lose. He'll clean up in the Rust Belt on Election Day. That would be Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Biden may even take Texas. He'll take Florida with all that retirement community and Cuban and South American transplants who do not like anything to do with socialism and Bernie Sanders. That's not to say that what Sanders is doing is socialism, but they're so hell-bent for leather, the Cubans and South Americans living in Florida, along with the seniors, they're going to go for someone way more closer to Biden. So along with New York, California, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, in the fall election, November 3rd, 2020, against the dumpster, you can mail this puppy in for Joe Biden, POTUS number 46, We've had the greatest turnouts in the last 2 years of voters in over 100 years. 2018, the off-year election, it was a 50% turnout, the largest such off-year election since 1914, over 100 years ago. And this past primary, state after state after state, it's been a record-breaking turnout, a huge increase over 2016 and 2012. So wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Joe Robinette Biden, get ready. POTUS number 46, as he takes the oath of office January 20th, 2021. We're signing off, rounding third, heading for home. And I think we got this covered, y'all.